If you've read it recently, maybe you haven't been with us for the sermon series, but you've read Ecclesiastes recently, it does kind of scratch an itch that other books in the Bible don't scratch in the same way. It's kind of unique in that way. But because of that, it's sometimes easy to forget. This is a wisdom book. So wisdom literature, Book of Proverbs, Song of Solomon, Job. So those books that give wisdom, Ecclesiastes is in that genre. So it's significantly different from the Book of Proverbs. You'll recognize that. But it's more similar to Proverbs than it is dissimilar. And in this way, it's similar. Just like Proverbs, Ecclesiastes tells us how to think about life and how to live life in God's world. And that's what wisdom is, according to Scripture. So wisdom is knowing how to think about life in God's world and knowing how to live life in God's world. That's what wisdom is. And our passage here this morning at the very center of this book is about just that thing. It's going to sound very similar to the Book of Proverbs in lots of ways. It's about the pursuit of wisdom. In fact, in our passage, it's sandwiched by that idea. So the first couple of verses, chapter 6, 10 through 12, is going to make the case for pursuing wisdom. And then on the back end, kind of the other side of the meat, the other piece of bread, we've got chapter 7, 11 through 12 makes the same case, pursue wisdom, kind of in a different way based on the benefits of it. And then in the middle of our passage, we have the meat, which is, okay, you're supposed to pursue wisdom front and back, tell us. And then in the middle, this is how to pursue wisdom in these particular ways. He gives us some on the ground wisdom, some things to do, how to live life according to God's word. But like we're going to see, it's still in the style of Ecclesiastes. We'll see that as we go along. So all that being said, hear the word of the Lord. Chapter 6, verse 10 through 7, verse 12. Whatever has come to be has already been named, and it is known what man is, and that he is not able to dispute with one stronger than he. The more words, the more vanity. And what is the advantage to man? For who knows what is good for man while he lives the few days of his vain life, which he passes like a shadow? For who can tell man what will be after him?